Well, good afternoon again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support, as it is each week, with the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch on a Saturday night, Capitol Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington on Sunday night, I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. And greetings to everybody picking the programme up online as well on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, as many of you will know by now, and I'll be with you here for the next hour, bring you all the latest news from Ireland. And it's good news, because the economy is beginning to open up again. As a result of restrictions being lifted yesterday, only 271 new cases yesterday, and 27 people now in ICU. So this is obviously good news, but everybody is hoping that people adhere to the guidelines that are laid down, with dining outdoors and a number of people allowed to go to sports events. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there's a possibility that office workers will be able to return to their offices by the end of August. So it's looking all pretty good at this stage. Okay, let's start with All Along the Wild Atlantic Way. And there's lots of people that will be going along there over the next few weeks as people adhere to the guidelines to stay at home and holiday in Ireland.
Oh,
Yes, well, the sun has been shining along the Wild Atlantic Way and indeed most parts of Ireland over the last week, which is great news. And of course, you'll know when the sun starts shining, it must be time for students to start doing exams. So the Leaving Cert examinations start today in Ireland. And of course, this year students have had the option to go for projected grades like what happened last year, or they could go ahead and sit the exam. So obviously a worrying issue for a number of students who've there's people in their school that have COVID, so they haven't been they won't be able to allow to sit the exams. And but obviously teachers and parents and everybody alike and Minister for Education are hoping that everybody will be able to sit the exams that have that's the way they want to go. And of course everybody will be waiting then till August when the results come out, and then they'll be applying for you know, to go to university. But a big push in Ireland, like there is here in New Zealand, to get more young people into apprenticeships after they leave school. But that's at least the weather is fine. It's given a chance to the farming community to get out to get the silage made. And I know a number of people have spent a few days in the bog already turning turf, so that's a good sign. And even though they've had a lot of rain in May, a few good days with a bit of wind and things dry up very, very quickly over there. And as I said, restrictions lifted. So now outdoor dining and drinking can happen as long as there's an outdoor facility. And most pubs, restaurants have been gearing up. And there's some lovely pictures in the papers over the last few days of people out and about enjoying themselves. And I hope you're enjoying yourself listening to this weekly programme, Ireland Calling. And I just want to say thank you very much to everybody that reached out to me and my family over the last week, either in phone calls or emails or on Facebook postings or on the RIP.ie website after I dedicated last week's programme to my late mother Sabina. And I know quite a number of people watched her farewell online and commented on the great send-off she did get. And she did. It was great for me, having not been able to travel home, to be able to watch her homecoming to my village of Clunkeen, to have her leaving Clunkeen on the morning of her requiem mass, and to see the people gathered on the side of the road, and then the beautiful mass concelebrated by Father Tom and Father Kilcoyne, and then her burial in the local cemetery alongside my dad, and the beautiful music all performed by my sister-in-law Anne, and two nieces Eleanor and Dervla and Donal on the fiddle. So all in all, it was a great send-off. And please God, if restrictions are lifted this time next year, we'll be all back for the first anniversary and my dad's 20th anniversary mass. So that'll be the next voyage for me, and appropriately brings us in to Christy Moore singing all about the voyage.
And love is a boat in trouble.
Great voice there of Christy Moore, and Christy did an interview there recently, and he talked about that he's been enjoying the COVID time, spending more time at home with his wife in their home in Dublin, and he's not so sure if he will go out and start performing again, because he said all the travelling and all of that has it's beginning to take its toll on him. And of course, I'm sure performing like he does, every performance he gives, he puts an awful lot into it. But here he is singing The Voyage. Now, there's a bit of upheaval at the in politics in Northern Ireland. You have obviously Arlene Foster. And Foster was shafted, I suppose, a few weeks ago and told that she no longer had the support of the DUP parliamentary party. And then there was an election, and there was only one vote between Geoffrey Donaldson and Edwin Poots. And Poots has now appointed Paul Given to replace Arlene Foster as the Northern Ireland's First Minister. And this is quite a few complications, because Poots is the leader of the party, but he doesn't want to be First Minister. So the First Minister is obviously involved in all the North-South negotiations between the Irish government and the Northern Ireland Executive. He'll be involved with all the meetings with the other political leaders in Northern Ireland. And more importantly, he'll be the person that will have access to the British Prime Minister and Secretary of State. So it's certainly going to put a spanner in the works. And there's obviously a number of dissent people that weren't happy with Poots' election as leader of the DUP that have resigned their roles in the party over the last week or 10 days. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. Of course, Poots has come out and said his first job that he wants to get do as leader of the DUP, and I suppose Given will be following out his rules, is to get rid of the imaginary border down the Irish Sea, which is causing issues for people in Northern Ireland. It was part of the Brexit agreement. Northern Ireland is treated as still being part of the European Customs Union. So technically speaking, that's why there's no hard border between the north and the south of Ireland, but there isn't an imaginary border. So goods travelling between the UK and Northern Ireland are subject to customs checks, and this has been causing some issues. But I see another headline there that the Irish government, Frost and Sir Vokich, who's Britain's Brexit Minister David Frost and the European Commissioner Vice President Mara Servokich, they're to meet in London today amid an escalating crisis over the Northern Ireland Protocol and ahead of an expected intervention by the US President Joe Biden. So we wait and see what happens there. In the meantime, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, A Woman's Heart. A Woman's Heart, and that was a big selling single back in 1992, I think, when that album was released. The album was called A Woman's Heart. Welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you as it is each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking over at the sport at the moment, Stephen Kinney, after going about 10 games without a win for Ireland, he had a win at the weekend in a challenge match, and then tonight they earned a hard-earned draw in Budapest against Hungary. I see he slams the Hungary fans that were in the crowd for the booing of the Irish players when they took a knee ahead of the scoreless draw, which was played at the stadium in Budapest. Of course, Irish sports teams, especially soccer teams, are doing this as a result of the tragedy that took place last year in the US. Most sports teams seem to do it. Good news for Irish boxers. I think about four other boxers have qualified for the Olympics, including a brother and a sister from Belfast, who will be the first brother and sister to box at the Olympics. So they're the Walsh siblings, and they're what you call a Michaela and Aidan Walsh. Sister and brother Michaela and Aidan Walsh have booked their places at the Tokyo Olympics after victories at the European qualifiers in Paris on Monday. Michaela was a unanimous winner over Stephanie Thuer to advance to the last four in the featherweight. So an emotional moment for Aidan when he qualified for Tokyo 2020. So as we are hearing here, the Olympics are going to go ahead as planned. So I know that for the all the Olympians and the sports men and women's sake, let's hope that they do. I know that there's still a number of people in Japan that are worried that bringing 15,000 athletes and their support staff into the country could further spread the COVID, which is spreading quite rapidly in parts of Japan. But I know it'll be a great occasion for all the athletes that have qualified, and let's hope they can go and play this, you know, get over there at the end of July. So there was a big round of hurling games at the weekend in the Allianz Hurling League. Of course, I think there's one more round and that's it, and they go into the championship. There's no playoffs this year, final or semi-final. Don't forget, you can watch all the games, especially with the championship coming up now, on gaago.ie. gaago.ie, there's an app, you can watch it on your phone, your iPad or your computer, or plug it into your TV, and there's various subscription that you can go in there. But just quickly looking through the results last weekend, my own County Galway are going well. Only one loss at the moment, but they beat Waterford 428 to 323 at Pearse Stadium. Westmeath, well beaten by Tipperary, 427 for Tip, 16 points for Westmeath. Offaly, big win over Down. Offaly, 525, Down, 119. Meath were well beaten by Carlow, 17 points. Carlow, 5 goals and 28 points. Huge victory there for Carlow. Roscommon, not great for the hurling, 10 points. Kildare, 425. Derry and Donegal played out an entertaining game, 322 to 321 in favour of Derry. And Leitrim played Cavan. Cavan beaten Leitrim 120 to 117. And I'm just looking here at the other big fixtures in Division 1. You had Limerick, 33 points. Cork, 2 goals and 19. So that's a 7 points win for Limerick. Dublin, 223. Clare, 34 points. So that's a win for Clare, 34 points, that's a big win. Kerry, 430. Wicklow, 117. And Antrim, 121. That's 24 points through with Wexford, 2 goals and 18 points. So well done to Antrim. Of course, they beat Clare in the first round match. And finally, in Division 1B, Group B, you had Kilkenny playing Wexford. That was 2 weeks ago. So they're the fixtures of the hurling, and we'll run through the football fixtures later on. Just to remind you, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Luke Kelly and the Night Visiting Song.
into the arms I love the most.
Luke Kelly there, and that was called The Night Visiting Song. And welcome along. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night or a delayed broadcast in Wellington Sunday night, Capity Coast Sunday afternoon, and down in Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Tragedy in Waterford the other night when a young 3-month-old baby was attacked in a family home in the middle of the night by a dog. And by the time the young baby was brought to the hospital in Cork, she was pronounced dead. I see post-mortem has been carried out and the dog in that attack has been put down. But it looked like it was a family pet. But that's a huge tragic event for a young couple. The young mother was in her early 20s and the father just in his early 30s. And very, very sad. It's 25 years ago, hard to believe, since Detective Gerry McCabe was shot dead in Adair in County Limerick when he tried to foil a raid by the IRA on a mailbox run of money. There was money being delivered to the post offices for pensions and welfare. And at 6 a.m. Early on that morning in June, they were ambushed. And a number of shots fired, and he was killed, and his fellow detective seriously injured. Of a gang of six, four have been brought to trial and served some time and have been released. Some of them, they weren't released as part of the Good Friday Agreement, but there's still two on the run. And Gerry's wife at the memorial on Monday said that she hopes the two outstanding terrorists are brought to justice like the other four. Her husband was out just doing his normal work, obviously acting as a patrol with an escort delivering money to post offices around the Limerick region. But it was great to see Minister for Justice, Acting Minister for Justice Heather Humphreys and Drew Harris in Adair the other morning to pay their respects to one of Ireland's fantastic detectives. And nice moving article in the Irish Times, I think it was yesterday, about people that have lost young children. And of course we forget about you know, people like the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. You know, he's taken a lot of criticism since he took office almost a year ago, but he's had to deal with two personal tragedies. Lost one child at about 6 weeks from a cot death, and then another child, a daughter, who was about eight, and he was a senior minister in the government at the time. His daughter obviously died, but he's got three children. So when people ask him, you know, how many children have you got, and he sometimes has to think twice, but of course he explains that he's got three children, but he did have five. So it was quite a moving article, and especially talking about people that have lost a young child, very, very hard, no matter how many years passes between the time of their death and when you're talking about it. Okay, let's move on here, and we'll go with a couple of reels here from the Fury Brothers. Sinead O'Connor there, and one of her big hits, and she announced at the weekend that she's basically finished recording and performing. She said she's done her dash, and she's now going to concentrate on other things in her life. I think she's just maybe turned 50 or in early 50s anyways, but that's Sinead O'Connor there, and Nothing Compares to You, a big hit for her many years ago. Right, just looking through some of the other headlines from the Irish Times at the moment, as they say, these are things that are trending. So that story, as I mentioned just before, that last piece of music about Micheál Martin giving an interview to talk about the two children that he lost. He said, you will always say you have the kids you lost. Grade inflation undermining quality of university degrees, according to President Higgins, warns. Fear in the DUP that the reshuffle could hasten more flight from the party. Five people sue for damages after a hotel lift plummets three floors. Irish universities, I see this the same for New Zealand universities, slipped down world rankings. Trinity College retains its 101st place on the list. Ireland take an E and stand tall with a battling draw in Budapest. That score, nil all. And twin tracks to Galway, sure we won't sleep at all. We'll be talking all night. And so that's some of the stories that are making the headlines. And Leave and Cert exams start tomorrow, but in a different format. A number of students have agreed to go for predicted grades, which everybody had to, well, most people did last year. A number of people at the end of the year sat the exams. And of course, the predicted grade last year, there was a few issues when they were being given out, and people were awarded points through the CAO, Central Applications Office system. But I think things worked out, and people that missed out last year and getting into their preferred course would have the opportunity to get in there again this year. They're making the best of a bad situation. It's been pretty disruptive now for especially Leaving Cert students this year, because many, obviously last year was very disruptive, and this year, and also for students that might have done a transition year before that and then had the 2 years. So good luck to them all. It's a few years since I did my Leaving Cert exam, 1979, and, you know, we thought it was the end of the world if you didn't get the courses you wanted. But there was plenty of options, and I went and joined a bank after leaving school. In hindsight, maybe I should have gone and done something different. But anyway, I ended up here and got into my own career in publishing and a bit of broadcasting and PR. So everything works out in time. OK, we'll move on, and more music this time. We'll go and let's see what this is here. The Dublin Reel. Larry Cunningham there, the man from Granard in County Longford, and a big hit from him, for him, back in the 60s there, called Slaney Valley. And I'm sure that'll bring back memories to people that might have immigrated from Ireland in the 60s and early 70s. We'll remember Larry Cunningham, a big man on the ballroom scene. And of course, this time of the year, from June till really August, September, it was a big time for show bands in Ireland. They played at all the ballrooms during the winter months, and of course during Lent they weren't allowed to play it in Ireland. There was no dances, so they went and performed over in the ballrooms all over England. And I was listening to somebody talking about you know, the show bands in Ireland last week, and when they went over, the people would know they were going over, and they'd be given a request to read out and play for loved friends of the people that saw them in Ireland, principally west of Ireland. And they'd play songs and dedications for them in the dance halls in England, all over England, Leeds, Manchester, Coventry, London, and many other places. But of course, this time of the year, from now until September, you had what's known as festivals and carnivals. And you could be going through the country in Ireland, especially in the west of Ireland, and you'd see 3, 4, 5, 6 pole marquees. And these festivals were really organised by local volunteer organisations, not with great expertise in promoters, but they did a great job. And they organised, obviously, erecting the marquees. Then they'd have the women's organisations doing all the catering for not alone the band members, but for people that would be able to have a mineral. There was no alcohol, of course, but it was tea and sandwiches. And the marquee would be in a big field, principally a GA field, and there would be big fences around it. But that didn't stop a few people from trying to climb over the fence and to save paying £1.50 to go in. And they might rip the trouser or the backside of their suit. But there were good times, and of course all the big bands used to come and play in these carnivals. And I know in a small little village there's only really a pub and a church, Ballinamore Bridge, between Newbridge and Ballygar, and Newbridge and Ballyford in the west of Ireland. They used to have a huge big marquee. It was probably a 6-pole marquee, and people came from miles and miles around because they had all the big bands, and their Ballinamore Bridge carnival would run for about 3, maybe 4 weeks. And you'd have a dance on a Friday, Sunday night, and again on a Wednesday. And you had really all the big bands. And, you know, some nights then you might have old-time waltz competitions and other things during the week. But there were big events, and I'm sure the late Larry Cunningham would have played many of them. Right, we're coming to the end of the programme, but we'll hit another song here, the Black Velvet Band.
Trade I was bound, and many's the hour of happiness I spent in this neat little town. Till a sad misfortune came o'er me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from me friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like day. Her hair hung over her shoulders, and
relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. Her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come on, you young Irish fellas, all worn and taken and mean. If you should meet with this pretty young lass that's lurking around in Tralee, she'd feed you to whiskey and porter until you're not able to stand. And before you know that you met her, you'll end up in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. Her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Yes, the Black Velvet Band, and I don't know who that artist is there. It didn't come up in my music track here, but I do remember we had a man, Pat Lohan, when he were building our house back in the late 60s, and he was a bricklayer. I remember him singing that song, what do you call it, as he was happily laying the bricks, or best stone as it was, in the front of the house. But anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you've enjoyed the programme. We're obviously coming to the end of it. And again, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, I just want to thank everybody who has contacted me over the last week after hearing the news of my mother's passing over there in Galway, in Kilkerran, Galway, in the west of Ireland. So thanks again to everybody. And, you know, it might be 17,000 k's from home, but I feel I've got another family here. And I know that in New Zealand, my own family, but also the connections within the Irish community and the business community, the people that I work with. So that's all been fantastic support to me over the last week. Right, I'll leave you tonight. Hopefully we can get the most of this song in. Sean Keane, the man from Connemara. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
He never lost his dignity. His heart was tempered by